The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I welcome you to the second week of our fasting and prayer. Foundational fasting and prayer. And I thank the Lord for the way the Holy Spirit is leading us. As long as we remain here on earth, and we carry this fallen body, there are certain prayers we need to pray. There are certain prayers we need to pray. It is not enough to say that I'm a Christian and mention the name of the beautiful church that you attend. But it is a revelation you are operating. The conviction of the Word of God. And your faith. That is what brings impact into your life. And I thank God that He has blessed this house with all this.
Anyway,
when you read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1,
okay,
the Bible says that the word had no value in their life because those who received the word did not mix the word with faith. Is that Hebrews 4, 1? Then it's a different verse. I will get the right this time. Oh, it's Hebrews 4:2.
In the
Message Bible, it doesn't get, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not be mixed with faith in them that heard it. It is what you do with what you hear. That is what brings result. We have been dealing with the strategies that the enemy has put in place to steal our birthright. You see, sometimes when you call yourself a Christian at a place, people begin to laugh at you. Because they look at you and they see themselves better than you. Who don't even go to church. In fact, the first time I went to Israel, 2008, myself and the Reverend Dr. Bansa, our General Secretary now, we had a shock. We were just getting shocked. These people don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. But they believe in the Torah, the first five books, the Psalms, and the prophets. That is all. But they practice this to the latter. We were at Ramat Rahel Hotel, 4,500 people all over the world.
Oh, yeah, see you now.
After breakfast.
Now,
after supper. When they have carved, I mean, those wheel something. They are pushing away the leftovers. The leftovers. Food you can't eat. The Old Testament. When you mention Jesus, they say, oh, he was our brother. You say,
oh, yes, you know, so now,
that man. He was our brother. He was talking too much.
Oh no, Kasado no.
Then they kill him.
Mukuno.
And you people are following him.
He
was a great prophet.
Look,
the real Jesus is coming. The one you are following is a fake one. When you breathe the Holy Spirit, they are lost. Yet, the Old Testament they believe and they are practicing is working so much for them. How much more you and I who have Jesus in us and filled with the Holy Spirit. Then years after I went back to Israel.
2018.
And I had another shock. It was during the time they were celebrating. All the children from which age? Up to 12 years.
You
see their forehead here. There are boxes here. They've tied it. And there are scriptures inside. Scriptures inside. Old Testament scriptures.
Small boxes.
I forgot how they call it in Hebrew. They have it here. Is it the Teflin? Teflin or something. They have it here.
And they
were walking into the temple. My God. Look. You are greater. Because for you, Christ is inside you. The Holy Spirit is also inside you. So you are greater than them. But you see, most of the time, we don't bring attention to what we have. And use it to deal with the things around us. Let me tell you, this year 2022, because of these prayers we are praying, by the middle of this year, your testimony will be different. When you read Genesis 25, from verse 29 to 34, that we've been reading, about where Esau sold his birthright. As a result of what he did, in Genesis 27, he lost his blessings. So what he did in the past manifested in his future. That's the suffering we are suffering today. What our ancestors have done in the past, what our parents have done in the past, what we have also done in the past, and we haven't dealt with, robbing us. Genesis 25 verse 29. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, quick, Let me have some of the red stew. I'm famished. That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, first, sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die. Esau said, what good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread, some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Do you know what Esau did here? This was what Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8 says. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. This was what Esau sold.
When in your Esau or turn ye,
because of his hunger,
and I'm or coma na edidunti,
he sold his birthright.
Or turn in penny die.
In the Old Testament,
oh, I'm not them.
Your birthright is your position of birth.
Na oh penny die, ujina biya wa uomo.
But in the New Testament,
and so I was pamfu from no
Christians.
Christopher,
let me tell you what your birthright is. Your birthright is who you are now in Christ. Your birthright is your star. The star you carry. Your birthright is God's favor. The level of favor. The amount of grace. Your dream. Your assignment. The amount of anointing you carry. These are your birthright. These are the only things that God can give. Riches, Satan can give riches. People can go to shrine. And they can become rich. Satan is not after your car.
Satan,
he's not after your anything. He is after who you are in Christ.
He
is after your birthright. Because it is in that you keep him under your feet. When you know who you are. That is what generates your authority. Because only God, that was why in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible said that Jesus grew in wisdom and he was at favor, wisdom and what?
Stature.
And he was at what?
Favor with
he
God.
He had favor with what?
God
and with what? Only God gives favor. Satan doesn't have favor.
Satan
hasn't got grace. Satan hasn't got a star. You see, your star is the summary of who you are. Your star is a summary of who you are. Why you are on earth. It includes your dream. Your assignment, the favor you carry, the grace you carry, all that, your position, that is your star. Who saw Jesus' star?
The wise men.
Who saw Jesus' star?
The wise men.
Magicians. Those wise men, they were magicians in the East. Magicians, not Christians, magicians. And when they saw the star, they had to come and bow and submit to the Star of Stars, to the King of Kings, and to the Lord of Lords. 2022, powers will see your stars, and they will submit to your stars. They will bow to your stars. Ancestral forces, they will see your star and they will bow to your star. They will surrender to your star. But you know your star can be stolen. Your star can be lost. I was saying on Podbean this morning, the midwife who received you, the one who gave you, who bathed you when you were a baby, how you were brought up. Yesterday, look at it. People live with people. What they have lost, what they have, look at the deliverance. Even after church, people were still receiving deliverance. These are the things we are carrying around. And these are the things that, look, are we on podcast? Okay. This one I can say it because they won't hear it. Look, my uncle was the first Ghanaian agronomist. My great uncle was the first Nkrumah sent to Israel and Pakistan to go and study a Greek.
Yes, man, call Israel and Pakistan. So,
his house was at Airport Residential Area.
If you were Airport Residential,
1974, when we go there, you press the wall.
Now, Ukoha. Then,
a sound, you hear a sound, and then a voice will follow. Who are you? Then you mention your name. After some time, the gate will open. 1974. So we're calling that house the gate that speaks. How that man died. He died as a pastor. But he died in somebody's kiosk. He sold that house. Sold two other houses at airport. Sold his houses at Dansoma. Sold other plots of land. Started selling his properties. I remember the last thing, after they have been rejected from where they were, the wife went to stay with some friends. The three children also shared themselves among friends. I remember, I think you know this thing. He came to my mother to buy the last thing.
So, Anton and the cattle.
Deep freezer. So that you can get something to eat. I told my mother, never buy anything belonging to your friend or your brother when the person is hungry. Help the person.
If you were down for now,
so my mother didn't buy. Now, why am I saying this? That whole family, if I mention their name, you have heard their names before. Two of them were professors at KNUST. One of them became a Presby Reverend Minister. The one was a Presby Reverend Minister. Eh? One day he was preaching. People thought he was under the anointing. Say, Holy Spirit. Give me the spirit of discernment. To know when people are under the anointing. Or they are under something else. As he was preaching. He removed the rope. Throw it away. Started jumping. He came from the top. You know, That thing the climb. He came down.
No, I sent up a firm.
People were saying, wow.
Today
our pastor is under the anointing.
And
then he removed the clerical and threw it away. He removed the shirt. Then the presbyter, they started looking at each other. When he was about to lose his belt, trousers, they rushed around him and held him up. They realized that one is something else. He was preaching when he became mentor. If I tell you what happened to the two professors in KUSD, you see, he was a pastor. Why should this happen to him? There were certain foundational things they haven't
dealt.
You became born again to deal with what? Foundational things. In Christ, our birthright has been restored. 100%. But Satan has devised a strategy.
And so Satan was he said a queen bee
to take it back.
And those
are the things we are dealing with.
You
see, these things when you get born again, you deal with them. And then you continue with your
sin.
Anytime something appears, you deal with it, you continue. That is Christianity. It is not every time, which. When the Holy Spirit is pointed out, it is which, deal with it, continue. But there are more. I researched on this family. And
do
you know what I found out? Do you know what I found out? Their father was the treasurer of a church. And he used to borrow money to send them to school. He didn't pay. In fact, yesterday I told you that I saw a receipt that my grandfather wrote,
£125.
His father borrowed money from my grandfather. He didn't pay. When he borrows, he doesn't pay. He sent the children abroad. But what has happened? What has happened? If you look at that family, all of them are mentor. It is recently that one of them came to me. I saw you on TV.
I saw me on TV so.
And the Holy Spirit said, go to him.
And
she got deliverance in my office.
And
that is why some of you are still going through some things. And listen to me. This week,
now
these 21 days, we want to say full stop. Say full stop. These 21 days, we want to say enough is enough. Say, my Father in heaven. Tonight, I say a full stop. Enough is enough of anything in my past that is manifesting in my life. Anything my ancestors have done, my family have done, my parents have done, that is having a negative effect. That is having a negative effect. That is having a negative effect in my life today. Even though I am born again, I say enough is enough. I say enough is enough. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I block it, I block it. I block it, I block it. I block it, I block it, I block. Yes, 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 yes. Block it right now with the blood.
I block it, I block it. I block it, I block it.
Shataka
reta kabo. With the blood, I block. With the blood, I block. With the blood, I block it. I block it. I block it. I block it. With the blood, I block. With the blood, I block. With the blood, I block. With the blood, I block it. I block it. I block it. With the blood, I block. 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 I block it. I block it. I block it. I block it. I block it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit just told me right now. He said, I should ask you. Some of you are living in your grandfather's house.
Hmm?
Your father inherited it. And so you are living in it. And when your father dies, you also inherit it. Is it not true? So if you are inheriting something good, now you know the next message.
If you are
inheriting something good, what about something bad? What about the covenant they entered into? Some of you, even the houses you are living, do you know how they build them? You see, I've been telling, look, inherit. But you must sanctify it. I've lived in about 4 rented houses.
Anytime
I'm going to rent a place, after payment, I leave the place for 3 weeks. Francis, where I am now? 3 weeks! They were praying there. 3 weeks! I don't just move in. I do offer. I eject the previous occupant. Any spirit that had been there, I eject it. And I establish an altar before I move into it. Let me tell you, some of you, you need to move from some family houses. Or you need to do some warfare. I was telling my wife, I feel there is a sister that must move from that family house. Immediately she moves, a miracle. But I can't say it. I can't say it. Something has happened right now. When we're coming to church, I saw the person. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I couldn't tell her. And the thing has happened. It is because of the house the person was living in. It's not everything we can say. Because we will offend. Because maybe it will become our responsibility. I am saying this thing to provoke you. So that when you are praying, God is becoming a liar.
I say,
the word of God is becoming ineffective.
I say,
why?
Because
we haven't dealt with these things. We haven't dealt with these things. Say tonight. I declare. Tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. And with the blood of Jesus Christ. I terminate. Anything from my ancestors. Anything from my father's house. From my mother's house. From my parents' past. From my own past. That is having a negative effect. In my life. With the blood of Jesus Christ. I terminate. I terminate. I terminate. Ezekiel 18:20. The soul who sins is the one who will die. The son will not share the guilt of the father, nor will the father share the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous man will be credited to him, and the wickedness of the wicked will be charged against him. Please take note of this scripture. Take note of this scripture very well. Say, according to this word, from tonight, I declare, I must no longer suffer. I must no longer be a victim of anything from my ancestors, from my parents, from my ancestors, from my parents,
I declare, according to the word of God, from tonight, from tonight, from tonight, with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the blood of Jesus Christ, I am no longer a victim. 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 Declare, declare, declare. The Bible says that a good parent leaves an inheritance to his children. A good father and his children. Let me tell you, it is our right to inherit. Somebody came to me. The grandmother had a lot of properties and she traveled and they were willing and the properties to her and then she said, no. I don't know how you. Why didn't you transfer into my name? It's biblical. For you to inherit, it's biblical. But do you know what you do? Sanctify it. That's all. The Bible says it. It is good for you to inherit. Right now, myself and my brother, we are taking over my grandfather's land. 120 acres here. 200 acres here. My uncles were afraid. They told anybody who enters there would die. But we are still alive. We shall not die.
Yeah,
we
die.
Do you know why? We are standing on the scripture. You see, anytime you stand on the scripture, that scripture will defend you. That scripture will defend itself. Say from tonight, anything I have inherited, any property I have inherited from my parents, from my grandparents, I sanctify with the blood. 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 I sanctify with the blood.
I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood. I sanctify with the blood of Jesus. I sanctify with the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Say any negative thing.
And when if you are
attached
to
whatever I have inherited from my ancestors, from my parents, any negative thing attached to anything I have inherited,
I terminate.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say ancestral altars,
parental altars
that are still projecting
negative things into my life.
Ancestral altars,
parental
altars, projecting evil into my life. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I cut off myself. I separate myself. I cut off myself, my children, my family. I cut off. I separate myself. Yes.
I said a blah.
And you are seeing things, your hometown,
now
in the
past.
It means that is the source of your problem. It means something that is happening, some negative thing happening in your life today can be traced to that place. It can be traced to that place. I was receiving some attacks in my elementary school from class 1, from when we started writing exam, from the time, I think class 3 or class 4, till I went to secondary school. No one took the first position from me. No one took the first position from
me.
When I was writing my book, Destiny Fulfilling Strategy, do you know how I got the color of the book? I was taken to a cemetery in my hometown.
In a dream,
a man was walking with me. And then when we got to a place, there was a stick on the ground. Say, pick the stick. Scoop it. I saw exercise books. Of our class 5. All our exercise book, my name was on top. They were inside. And the man said, pick. Only yours. And do you know who taught us class 5? Later, God showed me that she was the witch queen of the whole town. I am the only one standing here who has become somebody. All those people today. Excuse me. They are useless. Maybe because I got born again early. Say anywhere. I lost my birthright.
I lost my birthright.
Anywhere. I lost my birthright.
I lost my birthright.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
My destiny.
My destiny
was stolen from me.
Tonight,
with the blood of Jesus Christ, I take you back.
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 Take it back,
take it back.
I 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 take it back.
You see how your life will become. You see how your circumstances will change. Esau needed food. Jacob said, if you can sell me your birthright. So it means that Jacob had his eyes on Esau's birthright. Say any spying eye.
Any spying eye.
Please Listen to the prayers well. After this, go and pray them. Say, any spy
eye
set on my birthright. Set on my star. Set on my destiny. Set on my testimony. Set on anything of mine. Any spy
eye.
Be blind. Just thank the Lord for the answered prayer. We shall continue to pray. Just thank the Lord for the answered
prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Hold on. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit said we should pray one prayer. Rebecca said, I heard your father telling Esau. The Holy Spirit should pray this one. Rebecca said, I heard your father. Any listening ear set on any conversation going on about me. Any demonic listening ear set on any good communication going on about me. See, this is where our parents sold our destinies. My son is a good boy.
Oh, my
son is always the first position. My daughter is this.
My baba to say,
not every ear is a natural
ear.
Not every ear is a good
ear.
Rebecca said, I hear.
Rebecca can say, me te ye.
Say, any listening ear.
Kasa, asubia etie.
Set on my birthright.
Set
on any communication.
About me.
Any demonic listening ear.
Any
satanic listening ear. Set on any good communication. Going on about me.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.